You might have noticed we're using Psalm 139 as a thread for our service today. It's a beautiful psalm that reflects on God's presence everywhere, his unlimited knowledge, and his unlimited power. And so these verses lead us into a time of sharing and praying and celebrating for our graduates. And we'll be praying for their future. Of course, but we're also celebrating their past and who they are. Esther, you said it so well today that our identities aren't in our degrees or professions or vocations, but in Christ. And these verses help remind us, not looking at the future, but looking at our past, that we're all brilliant ideas from God, our Maker. And so let me read this scripture together for us. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in a secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And so, as I mentioned, today we are celebrating the Spring 2024 graduates. Several of them are here in person. That's great. A few of them are not able to be with us today. Special thanks to Gene Eddy, who's been in communication with all of them. We were able to collect some of their prayer requests and where they're headed. And so just wanted to invite, if you are here and you are one of the graduates, I welcome you to come on up. We're going to have a time to share a little bit about Marco and Yuhan, Hunyoung, come on up. And Noor, Mary and Caleb are not able to be with us today, but we'll share a little bit about them in a second. So we'll just go down the slide. Would invite you each, we'll start with Marco, to just share, what are you graduating from? What are your next steps and how we can be praying for you?
Welcome. Hey, so recently I've been, this entire semester has just been spent student teaching for me, so just getting the practical experience down so I can be prepared for the real world to teach. So that's what I've been doing this entire semester, which is nice. Just a little bit of schoolwork, not too much, but mostly teaching, which is nice. And then, let's see. This upcoming week is technically my last week that I'm required to be there because I'm walking on Saturday, which is, it's going to be great. I'm still going to round out the semester with them because I'm a bit too involved with the concert to just not be there. So, I'll be there for that, and then I'm gonna start applying for jobs, and that's probably the biggest thing that I'm sort of worried about. But I've come this far, and I've been blessed with a good post school, with a great post teacher, with great mentors. That I'm not that worried about finding a job. I'm sure that the Lord has a plan for me, and I'm just prepared to go with it.
So I finished my data science degree at MSU, and then for the past semester, Emily was working on a couple projects from school. For example, some machine learning, some AI stuff, and. Yeah, the schoolwork is very relaxing for the past semester, but there's a transaction now as I'm graduating, and then I'm to move out from current apartment in June, which is pretty soon, and then also I'm to find a job to maintain my OPT status to in order to legally stay in the United States. So. I believe God provides me the job or opportunities, but just the timing, I think the timing is a little bit worrying, about me, for me. Yeah, so maybe can pray for strength and wisdom while I'm looking for a job. OPT is optional practice training. It's a way for international students to work for first-time major 3 years, and then for normal major there's 1 year. They can do internship or work after graduate.
Good morning, church. My name is Laura, and I finished my master in chemical engineering recently. It's been a great journey. There was a lot of time where it was overwhelming because of the 2 kids and the work and the drive I do in Kalamazoo. But I am very thankful for all that I have learned, or the opportunity itself to study here in the United States and to be paid for all of that, and for having people that Christ gifted me to support me in all of that time. In the summer, I will continue on working on the project that I already did my thesis with, because that project is part of the company, and I am trying to finish it, and because they couldn't find someone else to do, so it will be a part-time thing to do it while I'm caring for my kids. So I'm thankful for that again. And I would like to ask for prayers for the time with my kids and for fall jobs, because I will be applying for fall for jobs while I'm working in the summer. Thank you.
It feels surreal that I finally graduated. Yeah. I came to MSU in 2017 and I studied my master's and performance certificate, and I started my DMA program in 2020, and it took me 4 years to complete my program. And yeah, I got my first violin from my cousin in first grade, and I never knew that I would pursue a DMA in 20 years later. So during my academic years, there were some moments that I felt really discouraged, and I was always worried about failure, but by God's grace, I am where I am today. Yeah, so I feel really thankful for all the friends I met from CrossFit. You know, it was very they always support me. They always come to my concerts and even graduation ceremony. So it means a lot to me. And yeah, please pray for job, and also as Johan shared earlier, please pray for our new place to leave next year. Thank you.
Yeah, let's clap and celebrate.
We're so excited. It's a privilege. It's a journey together through life, sharing joy, sharing concerns, hearing God's word. We sang earlier today, our God is so mighty, and we celebrate and really thank you all for giving credit to God and testimony to His work in your lives. We'd love to pray as a church family for our graduates. There's two others. And it's good I was leading this slide because I realized Mary's graduating. So Mary's our daughter, so I didn't know it in advance. She's graduating from Wheaton College, which is in the Chicago area, with a degree in environmental science. And Caleb Smith, none of you know him, he's visited our church a number of times. He's graduating from MSU with a degree in arts and humanities, minors in TESOL and Chinese. In fact, today he's at Lansing Chinese Church, sharing a bit about some of his next steps, which is stepping into some ministry opportunities here in the area. And so looking to build relationships and partners. We celebrate God's work in all these graduates. There's a slide here to remind us of some of the prayer requests that they all just mentioned. I would invite you to pray. Since we have folks online, it would be great if you could use the microphone when we pray. We have somebody running that around. Thank you, Joseph. So if you'd like to pray, if you could just raise your hand, we'll bring the mic over to you. Welcome you to pray in whatever language of your heart helps you connect best with God. If you're online and you'd like to pray, you're welcome to do that as well, to lead us by just unmuting and leading us. And so in just a little bit, I'll wrap us up. If you'd like to pray for an individual, that's great, or just as a group. But let's go to the Lord in prayer for these friends of ours. Almighty God, we have celebrated that you know us well, even before we were born, and you knit all of us together. And we come before you now, celebrating your creative work in the lives of these friends of ours who are part of our church family. We lift up to you their joys and concerns. Hear our prayers.
And the fact that she persevered through such hard times at different times, and that she just worked so hard so that she could get this degree. And we do pray that you would provide for Noor and her family. And thank you that she knows you and loves you and wants to serve you.
Father God, we just thank you for how you do give new beginnings and in our lives, and we can trust you. We also thank you that we've walked to where we are as a history with you, and that we can look back. And we pray for each of these dear friends who is at kind of a transition point. I pray that you would just bring to their memories, bring to mind the many ways that you have provided for them, in often through other believers, other people in the church, this church, and beyond, family, friends. We just thank you for the goodness of that each one has experienced as people have come alongside to help with a word of encouragement or some physical provision. They've seen you provide finances and status to be able to work and study. And we just pray, God, that you would continue that. Just the right job openings, that you help them to make the right connections that would open the door, that you would provide a sense of balance and peace, as it's so hard to juggle all of our commitments to the things that we're involved in. But you would just give them grace, and grace with themselves when they don't get right. And we just pray that each one would be able to find a way to be a blessing to others in their work and the things that are next in their ministry, and that you would already be preparing those connections, those opportunities for them, and that next time they look back, they would also say, oh, wow, God, you are so good, and I can see how you provided.
Yeah, God, I pray for the job opportunity for each of them, especially for you had in Finland and as an international student, and I pray that you give them more guidance and also peace of mind during this anxious process. So I pray that you help them to trust you in this job hunting process and give them trust and let them experience your plan as the best plan in hand.
Yeah, Father, I just simply thank you for this wonderful closure of this chapter of your life, and we're really looking forward to the new chapter that you prepared for them in your life. God, you've been so faithful, and have mercy and grace and love towards them. God, I just want to pray that you will remind them, like, no matter where they go in the future, they have this treasure of Jesus. God, I pray that you will use them as a vessel to show this treasure to the people around them, and really just experience your transformational power in them. Yeah, Lord, thank you.
Father, we thank you for each of these six students, now people looking for jobs. We pray that you would bless them, guide them, help them to be, help them to pass on what they know about you to others. Give them a heart for disciple making. Give them a desire to share their faith with others, and help them to be have a significant impact on people around them, and bless them.
Lord, I thank you for each of these people. I lift each of them up for Noah, for Marco, for Juhan, for Gwen, that you would guide them in terms of their next steps, particularly relating to jobs. Very particularly for Marco, that you would guide him as far as appropriate teaching opportunities. Thank you for how you prepared him for this next step.
And Mark, God, I just thank you for the way you've been working in Caleb's life, and thank you for protecting him. When there was danger, they were very close to him when the shooter was on campus. Thank you, God, for the gifts and abilities you've given him, for his personality, for his enthusiasm. We pray, God, that you would open the doors wide for ministry opportunities, and that you'd help him to know what to do and what to leave undone as he goes forward. And we pray that same thing for Mary. Thank you for the good work that you've done. Thank you for the gifts and abilities you've given her, or giving her a good education. I pray, God, that you give her discernment to know how to draw close to you as she steps into the next stage of her journey. And God, we pray for strong relationships and godly inputs so that she can continue to be the person that you've called her to be.
Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you. We know that your hand is in the transformation of each of these graduates, transformation in their respective fields, transformation in their faith. Selfishly, we wish that they could stay here, that they can find jobs in the area, but we know that our desires may not be your plan for them. You know what is best for each of these individuals. And we trust that you will always guide them and be with them, and may they continue to grow in their professions, and especially in their faith and love of you. In your Son's name we pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we imagine our prayers rising to you like incense, coming to you and reaching you. And we praise you, God, that you hear our prayers. And like the psalmist said, you have knit us together in our mother's wombs. You have ordained the days before us. Before there is a word on our tongue, you know what's coming out. And this kind of knowledge is too wonderful for us. It's so amazing. We can't get our heads around it. And so it's no surprise to you, but it does catch us sometimes when we realize big milestones in our lives. And as a church family, we celebrate your faithfulness to these friends of ours, family members. We give you thanks that you have been faithful, and that each of them has acknowledged that you are their Lord and that you are mighty. There are days that we do not feel mighty, and we give you thanks for your faithfulness. And we give you thanks for their testimony of looking to you. We do look before you, Marco, Acuna, Yuhan, Noor, Mary, and Caleb, that they would continue to be examples of your grace. We thank you that they are saved by grace through faith, not of their own strivings or works. We thank you that in advance you have created good works for them to do, because you are the good creator. And Lord, we do pray that you would enable them to love mercy, to do justly, and to walk humbly with their God day after day. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Can we celebrate the class?